Get some!
Why are you getting so excited?
Why am I getting so excited?
Because there's a three-day weekend coming up.
Memorial Day weekend.
I'm glad you brought up Memorial Day.
Monday's Memorial Day.
Let's not forget.
Made the ultimate sacrifice.
The ultimate sacrifice!
The brave men and women of our armed forces.
For that, we salute you.
I take your position. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It is the Monica J. Show, and we will be remembering all weekend long, and Monday especially, when the show is live. Yes, Monday, we will be here. Dan and I will be remembering those who gave their all. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And there's so much we've got to talk about today, including the fact we've got another chance for you to win a $50 tab at 10 Crows Barbecue. Yum, barbecue. That is the best. Best. All right. Let's get into this. Today's poll question. People just can't seem to make up their mind. Seems like it's changing all the time, especially when our legislature gets into the mix. 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com in regards to AB 126. Should Nevada move from a caucus to a presidential primary? Caucus or primary? This seems like this is always a question that we're going after. I want to know what you think. Poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And yesterday's poll question, wow, very interesting. I see Scott voted, yeah. If the election for governor were held today, who would you vote for? 2% of those participating said Tom Heck. 2% said Steve Sisolak. 6% said John Lee. This is scary. 12% said Joe Lombardo. Don't let that title of sheriff fool you. 12% said Dean Heller. 21% of the poll said Fred Simon. Our very own Fred Simon from Gardnerville. 45% of those participating said the same person that they voted for last time, Adam Laxalt. This is not scientific. This is just a poll amongst my listeners. So there you have it. I think maybe Adam was a little bit closer to winning. And is probably our governor right now, but, you know, those pesky Dominion machines. Trust me, we will get rid of them before the primary next year. Going through a couple of texts this morning, we just had a little earthquake in Virginia City Highlands area. Well, actually, it was a bigger earthquake over in Tahoe, 4.1 this morning. That's the first thing I heard when I got up. Did you feel it? Like, feel what? I was sleeping. What was I supposed to feel? Earthquake, Tahoe. Oh, Mother Nature. We will continue to have earthquakes, have natural disasters. Stop and ask yourself if you are prepared. I just want you to be prepared for anything and everything. Prepare for the worst and hope and pray for the best. That's what we need. So, I think that since I have been asking our texting question in the 11 o'clock hour, I keep falling back to that. I think it's because I get so wrapped up in talking to you and going through everything that all of that information that I want to get out to you that I keep forgetting about it and pushing it off and pushing it off. So I will make sure that we get to it in the 10 o'clock hour today. Want you to know what's going on. We lived for so long with a port in this country that was held by the Chinese that did not have to go through our customs. And nobody knew about it. Well, there were a lot of people that knew about it, but not the majority. Trump came in and shut that down. But did you also know that the Chinese regime controls 200 square miles? That's 130,000 acres of land in Texas. You got a lot of patriots moving to Texas right now. So where is this land that it's actually a company that owns it with ties to the Communist Chinese Party. From what I understand, once you're a part of the CCP, you know, that's kind of like getting into MS-13 or one of the gangs around here. You don't really get out. Well, that land is right next to a major Air Force base. Yeah. It's America's largest Air Force pilot training base. Just food for thought. Food for thought. They say they purchased it to build a wind farm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seems though that the land in that area actually sees little wind. Just so you know. This isn't coming from some conspiracy site or anything like that. It's actually coming from the Epic Times. Just so you know. Another little tidbit that we are so excited about, because the truth is coming out about the election. It's being trickled out. John Fredericks, if you don't know who that is, he's a radio host. And this is some good news coming out of Georgia. It's reported that Burt Jones, a Georgia senator, is actually considering calling a special session to consider the possibility of decertifying the 2020 election. Yeah. If it's affirmed that some of the ballots were counted twice, hell, we saw that on video. We saw that on the security cams. Well, he's considering calling a session to consider decertifying it. Considering? That is such a politician's word. Considering. Why don't you just say, if there's been monkey business and this all turns out to be true, we are decertifying the election. Considering calling a special session. How about you will call a special session? Get in there. Have some backbone like Assemblywoman Annie Black. Yeah. Bottom line from today's voter GA lawsuit. Judge Amaro granted the motion to unseal the ballots that will only allow the Fulton County employees themselves to scan the ballots to a 600 DPI uncompressed resolution and have the voter GA forensic expert present during the present during the process of this. You know what the media says about this? So what? One state. It's not going to change the outcome. No. What's going to change the outcome is the truth coming forward. And all of those seven states, keeping my fingers crossed, including Nevada, they're all going to fall like dominoes. All of those swing states that have ballot audits going on right now, that have cases before judges right now, the truth is going to come out. That's why the Democrats, that's why the media are just going crazy. Listen to the way even some in the media are supposed to be reporting the news, the facts of what's going on. And yet they're inserting certain adjectives to blindly lead their viewers or listeners or readers in a certain direction. It's the mind control. Yeah, when you're told over and over and over that there was no fraud, that there could absolutely 100% be no fraud in election with these machines. Yet, just a year and a half ago, for 3 years, telling the public, publication, it was on CNN, it was on NBC, it was on CBS, it was in the New York Times, on and on and on, about how easy it was to break into these machines, how easy it was to alter the vote, how easy it was to manipulate and steal an election. Because you say it was stolen from Hillary Clinton. Got all this video, got all this proof. Yet when it's actually being proved in front of everybody's eyes, and the truth is coming out, all you can say now is it is 100% impossible to hack these machines, to get around the software. Do people forget that there's audio of what you've said, of what you've done? I mean, I've said things in the past because I was misinformed. But worse than that, I wasn't awake to what was going on. It's a different kind of woke. It's called being awake. And it is so much better. It's the Monica Jay Show. We've got special guests coming up and contests and, wow, irrefutable information from a doctor that, yeah, people who got the injection and there hasn't been a whole lot of research on it, guess what? You are the research, and people are dying. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
And now, Mom Thoughts. Why is every solemn holiday marked by furniture sales and barbecues? I'll never understand it. Mmm, yum. Who made the coleslaw?
This has been Mom Thoughts.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and I absolutely love this. Just got a text. Saturday, I take delivery on a bolt action that I've been drooling over for 5 years. AR-10, LR-308 lower. I plan on going to the Palomino Valley shooting range and rendering a 21-gun salute to my fallen brothers and sisters. Remember, that's what Memorial Day is about. It's not about barbecues. It's not about going to the lake. Please explain that to the kids, because they're not going to learn that in school. We have Veterans Day to celebrate those who are with us and to thank them. We have Memorial Day to honor those who never returned. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. I'll get to what I was going to mention here in just a minute, but when you call, I'm there. It's Glenn. Hi, Glenn. Thanks for calling in today.
Hello. Good morning.
So, Glenn, what's on your mind?
Hi. This is Glenn's friend, Katrina. I have a question. I would like your opinion on, I was wondering, they're giving out these COVID cards for people when they get their COVID shot, but they're making a big deal about us getting voter IDs.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
You know,
those you can copy, you can manipulate, you can reprint them, but a voter ID is like, you know, in my opinion, getting your, you know, your ID card. It's real.
Yeah,
valid.
Well, look at your the new driver's license, you know, the voter ID, where it's literally impossible to manipulate. I'm sure the criminals out there will find some way, but it's just another form of what the Democrats do. That's what they do. You know, everybody's got a Social Security card. Everybody's got pretty much a driver's license. You have to show your driver's license to buy alcohol. You got to show a license to rent skates, you know?
Yeah.
And yet to vote, our most important duty.
Thank you. Our opinion as a country, that's our opinion.
Exactly. Exactly. But the Democrats don't want that, because if they have that, they can't manipulate and cheat. So they're going to just keep shutting it down with that same old story, that it's racist. So
yeah, and I think so. What's not racist about having a COVID card? It's the same thing.
Yeah, you Katrina, know? You sound young. May I ask how old you are?
Yes, ma'am. I'm 37 years old.
You are awesome. You are absolutely awesome. Thank you for calling in and just reminding people that it's the hypocrisy of the Democrats. She's you got, have a blessed weekend, and say hi to Glenn for me.
So he's right here. She got her education through me.
Yeah. Well, Glenn, you did a good job on that education. Keep it up.
Thank you.
More
and
people.
I get it through you.
Yes, we listen to you every day faithfully. Faithfully.
More people need that education. You too have a blessed weekend. And thank you so much for listening. You know,
this is
why they want us separated during this whole year and a half, because we would be sharing information. Information that's important for you to know. Like the fact that as we're here at Memorial Day weekend, this is according to Brigadier General Don Bolduc, I saw the biggest threat to our republic, our democracy, our form of government, everything I fought for, he said. I lost 72 men and women in combat over 10 years. I'm sorry, over 10 tours in Afghanistan in 2 years as Special Operations Commander. What are we doing? America's generals are speaking out about the Marxism and the Marxist revolution that we are literally going through right now. McInerney, Flynn, Maureen Bannon, Frank Gaffney, Jerry Boykin, Don Boldick. They're not all generals. But we have a very special guest joining us. Donna Axelson will be with us after this Fox News break. And if you don't know who Matthew Axelson is, well, you must have just moved to town. We'll let you know. We'll update you right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, and yes, we especially look forward to this weekend being Memorial Day so we can honor those who have given all. It is the Monica Jay Show, but I want to be hearing from you, so we've got our poll question, 991fmtalk.com. Log on today. This one is pretty darn important. We see everything going on around us for our elections. Well, do you want a caucus or do you want a presidential primary? Because they're looking at changing it. Assembly Bill 126 going through our legislature. In regards to AB 126, should Nevada move from a caucus to a presidential primary? I hate going to the caucus. I'm sorry. Just let me vote. Let my vote be heard. Not on a Dominion voting machine. Some way else. But, yeah. I want to hear from you. What do you think? 923-FMTalk.com or 991-FMTalk.com. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, if the election for governor were held today, who would you vote for? 2% for my liberal listeners out there voted for Steve Sisolak. 12% Joe Lombardo, 2% voted for Tom Heck, 6% John Lee, 21% Fred Simon, our local boy, 12% said Dean Heller, 45% said Adam Laxalt. By the way, coming up, it's back again, the Basque Fry. Yes. Bring you some information on that later because, boy, the names that are coming in that are going to participate, absolutely incredible. We have a very special guest joining us right now to talk about a foundation that is in the name of her son, and she is known far and wide in this area because she's just, her entire family is just so lovely, and I thank her for being with me right now. Donald Axelson. The mother of Matthew Axelson. Donna, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. What a great weekend.
It is a beautiful weekend to celebrate those that have gone before us. And I tell you, the one thing that somebody shouldn't do before talking to you is read the mission statement on the Axelson Foundation website. Yeah, I started tearing up and had to actually blow my nose because it just, it was getting to me so much. I'm going to have you tell the story of your son in just a minute and talk about the foundation, but I just want to read this first two lines of the statement. Matt's love for his family was demonstrated in his final words to Marcus Luttrell. Tell Cindy I love her. His love for his brothers in arms was demonstrated in the words he wrote on the back of a picture after Seal Bud's graduation. But within the willingness to die for family and home, something inside us longs for someone to die beside, someone to lock step with, another man with a heart like our own. His love for life was demonstrated in the way he lived every day, strong, true, and with full heart. Those are such beautiful words. Donna, I can't even imagine the loss that you suffered, but the pride you feel for your son.
Well, we do, and that's...
I'm sorry, it got me going, too.
But, you know, that's the whole brotherhood of the Navy SEALs and of just the military in general.
Yeah.
Just, they're a team, and, you know, I've got your back, and what can I do to protect you? So it's just, when you get to know these guys, and we've got a whole bunch of them playing in the golf tournament on Father's Day, you just come to appreciate how much they love America and how much they love each other.
And I see what is being done to our military today, and we need more men and women stepping forward and saying, you know what, this is not right. This, you can't keep doing this, you know, woke agenda and removing people because of their political views. And it's just the military you don't mess with. The Axelson Foundation has done such amazing work since it was founded, and we love to be a part of it. Everybody here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I know you've been working very closely with Jerry Evans and the whole team. And I am so proud to say, I'm kind of upset, but proud to say, the golf tournament and the dinner Father's Day weekend is already sold out.
It is. It is. And we just are so grateful for this community that really supports our military and wants to be involved in something like this. Not only do we have 138 golfers, we have 67 people who are coming just for the dinner only, and we have all kinds of people that have just sponsored military players. So those who aren't golfers are still involved because either they signed up for the dinner or they're sponsoring a golfer. It just warms our heart.
You do realize that in the future, instead of Friday and Saturday, we're going to have to make this a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. This is just so awesome. People want to participate. And I do want to let people know, though, that there are still a few slots opened up on the shooting courses. So, you know, people could slide in that way as well. How do they get a hold of you or get in touch with the foundation to participate in any way? And by the way, do you need volunteers or anything?
We do. We do need volunteers. So if you go to MatthewAxelsonFoundation.org, you can sign up for some of the shooting events. So the events on Friday, the pistol clinic and the carbine clinic, are run by former Navy SEALs, and they're limiting to one SEAL per two participants. And then the Saturday long range is being run by Charlie Melton, and he was one of the guys that taught at the sniper school for the Navy SEAL. So there are a few slots left there, and you can register at the website.
That wow, those are the people that you want to learn from. That's for sure. Well, I've already got the Saturday blocked out, so you use me any way you can. I am ready to volunteer for you, and I will bring some other people too. So I will get with the website and get signed up to help. And that's what it's about, Donna, for here. We're about community. I mean, Matthew even had a street named after him.
That's in the works. That's true.
Is that still in the works?
Where he grew up in Silicon Valley, it's still in the works. Mm-hmm. But where we grew up in Silicon Valley and Cupertino, they're renaming the post office after him.
That is so cool. He made such a difference. What would you tell people that the moms out there, the moms and dads, that their kids want to be a Navy SEAL? They want to be a part of the military, and their parents just, you know, I don't know, thinking about it hard. What would you say to those parents? And the kids who want to grow up to be a part of the military?
So that what I would say is what Charlie Daniels, when he was at CVI a couple of years ago, we had the opportunity to meet him. And what he said to us, most people say, sorry for your loss, thank you for your sacrifice. But Charlie said, thank you for raising a patriot. So that's what I would say to the parents whose kids want to join the military. Thank you for raising a patriot.
All right. You've totally got me now, Donna. I'm so proud of you and for taking on this mission, and for Cindy and for Matthew's brother, Jeff. The work you guys are doing is absolutely amazing. I'll let you go because I've got to go here in a minute too and go blow my nose again now, because this is how we remember. This is what we do on Memorial Day. It's not about furniture sales. It's not about barbecues on Monday. It is about remembering those patriots who gave all. Donna, I'll repeat the words of Charlie Daniels. Thank you for raising a patriot. I appreciate it so much, and so does everybody else in our community. And I'll see you on the 19th.
You betcha. Thank you so much, Monica. We love you.
Thank you so much. Love you guys, too. It hurts. It hurts so badly. I come from a family of military. My father was a Marine. My great-uncle, Lieutenant Colonel in the Air Force. I don't personally know. I never joined. But to those women out there who take on the task, you're the most amazing men and women around. And we have a huge military community around here. The one thing I say, though, and I know it's a hard time right now because we're being divided. We're being divided by left and right, by patriots and by communists. Because you'd be surprised how many American communists there are in this country. It's not just Bernie Sanders and his crowd. No, they've pretty much taken over the Democrat Party. But to the men and women in military, to the former members, to the members of law enforcement, remember your oath and what you pledge to protect. Because when you do, we, the people, will protect you. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Family car ride. My dad was driving, going down the highway.
We did not get along together in a 5-bedroom house. Dad's idea was to put all of us in a car and drive through the desert the hottest time of the year.
Dad, turn the air conditioning on, please.
No, but eat up gas.
Oh. Got lost on the way to Disneyland because instead of following the road signs, my dad just followed a bus with the Disneyland ad on it. We were stuck in traffic for so long, only one side of my face got sunburned. I look like a Batman villain.
I'm in the back seat like an ant under a magnifying glass.
Are we there yet?
No.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It looks as though the casinos are going to shed all the COVID restrictions on June 1st. June 1st. June 1st. What's this big deal about June 1st? Why does the virus know? Is it that smart? June 1st. Oh, that's right. The legislature over May 31st. Monica, what connection that has? Statewide. It's to make it look like they're not doing it just to shut down the legislature. No, we're going for June 1st. Do you know who Harry Brown is? Well, he was an American libertarian, best-selling writer, politician, and free market investment analyst. He died on March 1st, 2006. But he left us with this gem. Quote, it's important to realize that whenever you give power to politicians or bureaucrats, it will be used for what they want, not for what you want. Harry was a wonderful writer, but you know what? I'm going to add to that because it's a different time from when he put this together. So here's my addition, end quote. It's important to realize that whenever you give power to politicians, bureaucrats, and activists, it will be used for what they want, not for what you want. Just look at BLM. Perfect example. But then again, isn't that what Barry wanted? Community, isn't that how he rose to such fame to become president? A black president, by the way. Two terms. For such a racist country, boy, you'd think a few white people would have to vote for him. Raised to fame by being a community activist. Yeah. No, we need to call the term what it is, not activist. Manipulator. Because that's all they're doing is they're manipulating people's thoughts, their ideas, their opinions. Oh, we've had a lot of them. Sharpton, Jackson. When does it end? It ends when you take control. Take control of the smallest office. Washoe County School District. Yeah. They're continuing to violate open meeting laws. After numerous requests to hold the meeting at a larger location because, you know, people want to talk about what they're doing, what they're pushing on the kids, they keep refusing. Keep refusing. For the May 25th meeting, they accommodated 19 people. And they left hundreds of people out in the sun for over 3 hours without access to the proceedings. But, you know, Angie Taylor, the president, is claiming that prior to this year, we have continued to hold meetings with a great amount of public interest in the boardroom, making the reasonable accommodations that are required by the Nevada open meeting law. This year is being treated in a similar manner. Do you want to call that deceiving the public or just flat out lying? Because let's see. August of 2020, Spanish Springs Theater there. Also the Dubonnet Ranch Theater, high school theater. In September, the Sparks Gym. Yeah. All the way up until 3:30 of 2021. Dubonnet Ranch High School Theater. They've made a lot of concessions to get people into the meetings. But now that they're speaking up and speaking back, they just don't want to do it.